Jason is my middle name. Once I was a slob, only myself to blame. I saw Marie Kondo, I'd never be the same. I got dots on a board, yellow, red, and green. My place is neat, my fridge is clean. I get great satisfaction, do you know what I mean? Tidy and clean is my leitmotif. Dad is a dentist, mama's a fire chief. But I got me a problem and there ain't no relief. It's the last of the red dots. It's the last of the red. It's the last of the red. It's the last of the red. It's the last of the red dots. Last of the red. It's the last of the red. Last of the red. Configuration is my reason and rhyme. I got you, baby, and that's where I draw the line. Be my messy Mary, my careless Valentine. My friend is a slob, got breath like a Saint Bernard. His fridge is obscene, his place a chicken yard. If I don't intervene, he'll end up on the boulevard. It's the last of the red dots. Last of the red. It's the last of the red. Last of the red. It's the last of the red dots. Last of the red. It's the last of the red dots. Last of the red. Come on over, baby. Everything's in its place. Pour us a drink, we'll sit by the fireplace. Come mess with me, baby, deliver the coup de grace. Mess with me, baby, deliver the coup de grace. It's the last of the red dots. It's the last of the red. It's the last of the red. It's the last of the red. It's the last of the red dots. Last of the red. It's the last of the red. Last of the red dots.
That was Pascal Dennis and Last of the Red Dots, taken from his latest album, Love is a Drug from Hell. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your cabaret casanova, Remy the Rodeo, and the Italian DJ Nick. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome back to the show the one and only Pascal Dennis. Hey, Pascal, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Nick. Always good to see you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure is certainly ours, my friend. And we're very, very happy to be talking to you again. And here you are, you know, with a brand new album and great new songs. And we just heard, of course, one of those songs, Last Red Dots. Now, when it comes to the origin of this song, how did it come about? And is there a genesis or a story behind this song?
Yeah, so I grew up professionally in manufacturing. I was a young engineer in an auto plant, and I learned about Japanese organization and standardization, believe it or not. That was my bread and butter for a long time. And our producer, David Logan, is also a neat freak, and he is so meticulous, his studio, the tracks, the organization. So we're both neat freaks. And he said, why don't you write a song about being a neat freak? So I went with it. I made it a boogie, and I started exploring and learned about Marie Kondo, who is this very charming Japanese woman that puts out these very funny videos about being a neat freak. So that's the background of it. So it comes out of my manufacturing background, of all things, and our producer's attention to detail, which allows us to do what we're doing. So we had a lot of fun with it. I have to call out Jeffrey Simfer, the fantastic horn player who did those incredible rah, 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 trumpet lines. I was laughing out loud every time I heard him play. So,
I mean, it's definitely a fabulous, fabulous song indeed. And when it comes to this new album, Love is a Drug from Hell, how would you best describe it? I mean, what are people getting with this new album of yours?
So it's a song about the different expressions of love. So comic love, like, you know, another suffering bastard, please, about a guy and his girlfriend in a tiki bar drinking their faces off. Toxic love, like Velvet Apocalypse. Love within a family, so love of me for my daughter. Love with an extended family, like Get It While You Can. And that's about my time with the Cajuns in Alabama and Louisiana among shrimp fishermen. I became very friendly with that community. So it's about the expressions of love. It's largely a country album, which is my deepest love and home base, if you will. But I love to explore the genres to either side. So it's got a lot of R&B in it, you know, some Louisiana R&B, Texas blues, like Rattlesnake Road is right up your alley, a real snarly Texas blues. So it's blues, country, you know, Caribbean country. And it's a sunny record, so the colors are yellows, oranges, and greens, and pinks, with some dark blues and indigos. So that's an overview of the record.
Wow, so quite the kaleidoscope indeed when it comes to this new album, for sure. Yeah. And you know, speaking of, you know, the things that you write about and everything else, Pascal, I mean, you know, you often create these very, speaking of color, very colorful characters in your lyrics. And when it comes, you know, to fictional characters out there, is there a fictional character that you wish was real?
yeah, you know, I guess the background, the inspiration for the album also is a play by Shakespeare called A Midsummer Night's Dream. And my favorite line in that play is, "Lord, what fools these mortals be." And the song is about my misadventures in love. Anyhow, the main character in that play is a guy named Puck. Actually, he's a fairy, a spirit, a troublemaker, and he puts spells on people, makes them do ridiculous things, and then he stands back and just laughs his head off. So if Puck from Midsummer Night's Dream would come back to life, I think it'd be a lot of fun. He would do all sorts of crap and cause all sorts of trouble, and we'd get big laughs, you know?
I definitely think so, and I love that you brought up good old William Shakespeare, and that's one of my favorite plays of his as well, funnily enough. Yeah. And you know, you are a very incredibly skillful man. You know, you're super talented, great singer songwriter, and other things which we'll be touching up on here shortly. But is there a skill out there that you wish you had and that you could master? If you could master it in a year.
Oh, gosh. I think I would love to play the baritone saxophone like Lester Young or Coleman Hawkins or any of those old blues players, blues and jazz players from the 40s and 50s. That would be my dream, to play like that, because it's in the baritone timbre. It's like the human voice and oh, so expressive. Luckily, we've got Marco Bonelli, who is an incredible player. So I guess if I could play like Marco Bonelli, I'd be happy.
Well, and he definitely does a great, great job indeed. And as I mentioned, you know, aside from, you know, getting your great music and what have you, I know that you're also a fellow podcaster. So could you give us a little bit of a background and information on the podcast that you're currently doing?
Yeah. So the great David Logan, our producer, and I have a podcast called Pascal Dennis Music Podcast. And essentially, it's a creator's alliance. One of my personal missions is to mentor. I'm at an age now where I've had a lot of experience and I've made most of the mistakes you can make. So I want to be able to reach out to young musicians, producers, writers, novelists, essayists, journalists, and just share, for example, how do you work internationally on a collaborative project like ours? You know, our band members are Americans, Canadians, Italians, Sardinians, French, etc. How do you work like that in the 21st century and produce wonderful work and have fun? How do you not just survive, but actually prosper in the age of AI? I'm really protective of young artists because they're vulnerable in the age of AI, and big tech takes all the revenue and they scramble. So I want to help them win. I want to help them get so strong that they succeed and they have fun and they achieve their dreams. So that's what we try to do. Pascal Dennis Music Podcast, we release once a week, and we're going to do that, you know, for God willing, for years, and hopefully we can build a big community thereby.
Oh, fantastic! And folks, definitely check it out, because I have listened in to the Pascal Dennis podcast, and I thoroughly enjoyed it myself. You know, as a podcaster myself in a completely different field, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And there's definitely some great things to take away from that. And you mentioned the concept and the idea of artificial intelligence, Pascal. When it comes to this breakthrough, this scientific breakthrough, do you see it more as a blessing or more as a curse?
I fear that right now it's more of a curse because we don't have any safety barriers. It's potentially a great technology, but it can hurt a whole lot of people, most obviously. Actors in Hollywood struck for 6 months, and I don't blame them, because AI would, the studio rather, would love to put them out of business with AI. Similarly, writers, editors, you know. So I think it can be good, but I don't trust Silicon Valley. I'm very protective of artists, and they're not equipped to navigate these dangers. For example, an actor unknowingly could sign away the rights to his likeness. So he does one series and then he or she's out of work for the rest of their lives. And the same could happen with visual artists, with musicians, and so on. We have to preserve the human spirit. Now, not to be closed to innovation, but we've got to use it for our benefit, not the other way around, you know?
And very, very well put indeed. And if I may also say, if James Cameron taught us anything with Terminator 2 Judgment Day, I think it's right there. So I'm just gonna put that out there when it comes to AI, and I suppose the way I feel about it. And when it comes to this new year, Pascal, 2024, I mean, we've just entered the fourth month of 2024. So what would you say the objectives and goals you've set yourself for this new year and you'd like to see realized by the time the year is over?
So when we began our enterprise with our band and with David Logan, it was a labor of love, and we weren't that concerned about getting streams and album downloads, etc. We've done well, but it wasn't our primary objective. It's a labor of love. But this band, these young people are so good, and we've all gelled such that I want as many people to know about it as possible, because what we're doing is extraordinary. I feel really blessed. You know, sometimes in life things come together and they hold, and that's how we all feel. We can't imagine, we can't believe that we have this blessing of working together. So I want people to know about it. You know, it's still always going to be a labor of love, but we're going to be much more open about marketing and do a lot more videos and social media content, and we just want people to know about this group of young musicians. They're just extraordinarily good.
They certainly are indeed, and that's great news, I think, for the Pascal Dennis music fans, for sure. And when it comes, you know, to keeping up to date with everything you have going on, Pascal, you know, be it your podcast or upcoming gigs or new music and what have you, where can we send these folks to?
Well, our social media handle is Pascal Dennis for all of the social media. So Pascal Dennis Music. Pascal Dennis Music is our handle, and you can find us on all the major channels. That's our website as well, and upcoming events, YouTube, a wealth of videos and content, all the other major channels. It's full of our good stuff. We have an extraordinary videographer that's telling our story, the great Levi Miucci, another fellow Italian. So I'm very lucky to have the cream of your great country, Nick. So yeah, so our stuff is all over the place. Pascal Dennis Music is the handle.
Fantastic stuff, and it cannot but make me smile the fact that, you know, you're using some of Italy's brightest and greatest when it comes to the stuff that you do. So fantastic indeed. And speaking of great stuff, Pascal, we're going to be seeing you out here with another awesome song of yours from the Love is a Drug from Hell album, which will be Another Suffering Bastard, Please, which you touched up on earlier. So anything you would like to add, or when it comes, you know, to the origins of this song in particular?
Yeah, so A Suffering Bastard is a rum drink invented, it is believed, by the great Trader Vic, who is or was the world's greatest bartender, a title I would love to have. And it is a drink served at my favorite tiki bar in the world, which is on the Cayman Islands. It's called a Macabuca Bar, which in Patois means WTF. It's a WTF bar. And it's about living your life fully after this freaking pandemic. In Canada, we were shut down for 2.5 years, and it's about having fun. And one of the lines is, why should having fun be such a bottleneck? So it's about, and my wife and I were at this bar and feeling we could breathe and enjoy our lives. And the song came to me in about 15 minutes. So that's what it's all about.
Well, fantastic story indeed. Well, folks, we are going to be into this great song. This will be Pascal Dennis, Another Suffering Bastard, Please. Pascal, I want to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2024.
Thanks, Nick. We really appreciate your support and continued work with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, the pleasure is certainly mine. Well, people, you heard it from Pascal Dennis. Be sure to check him out. He's definitely worth your time. He has tons of great things going on. He has a new album out there, Love is a Drug from Hell. Be sure to pick that up. Here's the great song from it. This will be Another Suffering Bastard, Please. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
Well, I'm cool in my heels in Macabuca Bar. I tried to tell you all about it, but I did not get far. Oh, won't you get your mouth in gear? You tend to domineer. I might as well be swinging on trapeze. Bartender, another suffering bastard, please. Can anything surpass a fine tiki bar, a tiki beach champagne? Back home, I bet they're thinking Annie Freeze. Bartender, another suffering bastard, please. Let's the beachcomber and Mr. Trader Vic. You say I'm no Socrates, but why should we live life down on our knees? We'll amble along the Pango Pango Dick. Why should having fun be such a bottleneck? Another job in inch or tick, and I'd be a nervous wreck. Enjoying life should need